Senate Leader Daryl Steinberg is a devout Jew, so it's not often you hear him cite the New Testament. But there he was on the Senate floor Thursday, quoting Jesus to the Pharisees.
Let he who was without sin among you first cast a stone.
The context, an effort by Senate Republicans to force a vote to expel Democrat Rod Wright, whom a jury convicted a month ago of perjury and voter fraud.
In my calculation, over a quarter of members in the minority party on this floor today have had their own residency status questioned at the time that they filed for office.
And as he led the charge to sidetrack the GOP expulsion motion, Steinberg promised to investigate Republicans alleged to live outside their districts, too.
That's like an interesting bait and switch.
Senate Republican leader Bob Huff points out none of his caucus members have been convicted of any felonies or even charged, like Democratic Senator Ron Calderon, who's the center of an undercover FBI investigation.
Those are the issues dealing with. The rest of it is just smoke and mirrors.
Yet Huff has said he has sympathy for Wright, who's taking a leave of absence as he pushes a judge to overturn his conviction on the grounds that the district residency law is too vague. And on Thursday, Huff suggested he would have opposed the expulsion motion had Democrats allowed a vote.
There is a strong case being made that there has been precedence that a jury's findings have been overturned, and we should give them the benefit of the doubt.
Huff and Steinberg agree the law can be unevenly applied. One district attorney might charge, another might not. And both want to look at rewriting the law once the Wright case has run its course. Ben Adler, Capital Public Radio News.